Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Twenty-six minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. Jerry, we tried to call you first, man. I thought you'd already gotten too big for us again, man. But we got you back. We're not letting you go. We're not hanging up.
What's your name again? I forgot your name already.
Jerry, it's so good to listen to you over the weekend, man. We were listening to, my wife and I listened to the pregame on the way down to Denver, and didn't catch a lot of the game, but man, on Saturday, but listening to you yesterday, it's just, it's so great to get you back in the saddle, my man.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's been great for me too, Brady. I just can't believe it happened. It happened so quickly, and three games under the belt already. So yeah, just having a ball and just so blessed, so thankful that I'm back in that saddle and just loving every minute of it.
Well, and the Rockies so far putting on a nice product to start the season. I mean, it's always a great weekend when you can win the series against the Dodgers, especially the opening weekend for the Rockies. The Rocks, and they were very close to sweeping this thing. If things go better for Freeland in that last inning on Friday, who knows, maybe we're talking about a Rocky sweep.
I know. You don't want to get too greedy there against the Dodgers. You'll take two out of three. And by the way, the first series win at home against Los Angeles since 2018. So wow. It's been 4 years since they got a series win against those guys. But, you know, you're right about that. Played really well. And, you know, one of the big questions with this team was the bullpen. Bullpen in the first three games was outstanding. I mean, they were not just good, but they were great, including yesterday. So, yeah, it's a team that I think is playing with a lot of confidence. Everybody, and I wasn't at spring training, Brady, as you know, but everybody I talked to, all the media members I've spoken to in the last 3-4 days, all say the same thing. Different vibe with this team. They just seem relaxed. They like each other. They kind of play off each other. Everybody's kind of confident. You bring in these veterans like Iglesias and Bryant and Grichuk, and they just kind of have a calming influence. So I love the atmosphere. I've only been around the team 4 days now, but just loving the atmosphere and loving the attitude, and I think everybody's just kind of having fun.
It's kind of amazing to hear you say that too, because after the Nolan Arenado situation, I just thought, man, it's going to be a bad life for Rockies fans for the next 4 or 5 years. But here you are, essentially a year later, and you just kind of retooled this thing, and there is excitement. I mean, I saw so many people in the streets, Rockies fans, so excited for this team. And again, I know Dodgers fans were filling Coors Stadium too. I get Coors Field too. But still, you are getting that vibe, and so I'm really impressed that they've been able to turn it around this quickly, at least the vibe.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think that's very intentional, Brady. I think Bill Schmidt is really intentional now about the players that he's going to draft, trade for, or sign as free agents. If they're not a good fit with personality, with being a good teammate, with being coachable, being a good clubhouse guy, then they're not coming here. No matter how much money or how little money you're going to spend on that guy, what kind of value he might have as an athlete, I think they're staying away from that. But I think that's smart. I think that really pays off, especially when you're trying to retool a little bit like the Rockies are after that old Nolan Arenado trade. So I'm glad that folks like you, media members, can kind of sense that, because I really believe that's what's happening with this team.
Now, offensively, they put up the runs yesterday, winning 9-4, as we said, and completing that series win against the Dodgers. It was cool to see Chris Bryant really in action. CJ Cron has been breathtaking, I mean, even against the win the other day. So some really good things when you look at the offensive side, and we'll talk about that bullpen, but this is kind of what I do think that, you know, whether you predicted the Rockies to win 70 or not, you still had a good feeling that this offense for the Rockies was going to do some big things.
Yeah, no question. And you were going to have two things happen. Number one, new guys coming in that will bolster that offense. And secondly, maybe some guys that had down years a year ago might bounce back a little bit. And I think that's going to be the case this year as well. Because when you bring, I've seen this in the league for a long time, Brady, when you bring in veteran guys, it takes the pressure off of young guys. The veterans like, you know, give me the pressure. I've been doing this, you know, my whole professional career, like a Chris Bryant. You guys put it on me. Take it off yourselves. Put it on me. Just go out there, relax, and play. I'll take care of the heavy lifting. So yeah, I think that's the way it works. If you get the right guys like Grichuk and like Bryant to come in here and do that, which they have done, I'm told already, from day one at spring training, they were doing that. So I just think it has this calming effect on the whole team, especially offensively, when you have a guy like Chris Bryant come in.
We're talking to Jerry Schemmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. How about C.J. Crone, though? What was that, 445 feet? I mean, that was against the wind, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was against the wind.
Oh, my gosh.
And that ball left the park, Brady, so quick. It was just amazing. I thought, oh, come on, I was bad. I wasn't sure it was high enough to clear the fence. And it just kept rising. And,
wow.
And then it hit almost on the concourse up there. Concourse is about 455, I think, so he's really close. And, no, it was a shot. A lot of times when you see a ball travel that far to left field, it's a high, arching, long ball, but this one is just a laser to left field. And Diaz had one similar. To see the kind of power those guys have and then display it in one game is really kind of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. And I hope we can see, I'm guessing we're going to see a lot more of that. Jerry, and again, I know you're still kind of wrapping your arms around everything. You got another one coming up there in Texas in that new stadium. I want to get your thoughts on that as well. But what about Charlie Blackmon? What's the immediate future look like for him? You know, I know maybe his best days out in the outfield, perhaps behind him. Are they going to try to work him in more to that, more of a permanent DH role? What does that situation look like for Charlie, because I know they want to be delicate with him because they love Charlie Blackmon, as
right.
Everyone does.
Yeah. And, you know, whatever happens to Charlie, I can guarantee this, Brady, he gets it. If he's not going to play every day, he understands that. He's all about winning. He's got his money. He's got his great stats and his career, and he'll be one of the best Rockies ever, no question. So now because I just had a little chat with Charlie, and he's like, yeah, you can do whatever you want with me. I just totally trust Bud Black that way. I think it's a work in progress trying to figure out what his role is. You know, he wasn't the starting lineup yesterday against the lefty, so I think you'll probably see that. He is in there today against the lefty, but those really tough lefties, I think Charlie will come off the bench and be a pinch hitter for you. I think he'll DH some, and he'll play in right field some, probably against starting right-handers. So I think he's not going to play every day like he has most of his career, but he's probably going to end up playing 140 games coming off the bench or as a starter. And you know what? Having Charlie Blackmon come off the bench late innings as a pinch hitter against a right-handed pitcher, I'll take that over any other player, I think, in the league.
Yeah, I think that might actually be perfect. I think he might do some pretty special things in that role, so I'll be excited to see how that plays out. Bud Black, Jerry, I know you have a great relationship with the Rockies manager. He gets win number 1,000 as a manager. Talk to us about Bud. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of his from the day I heard from him here in Greeley, actually, at the Friends of Baseball event. But I know you have a special relationship with him as well. He was pumped to have you back in the radio booth.
Yeah, he's just a great guy. You know, I'd be probably less than candid if I said he's a great friend. He's probably not that. I'm not a close friend, but a good friend. And he's a good friend to everybody. And Brady, if you met him, he would remember your name the next time he saw you, and he would ask you about your family. He's just that kind of guy. And it's all genuine. Nothing's made up. Nothing's fake with Buddy. He's got this outgoing personality, and he loves people. He actually enjoys doing media sessions. I've never seen a coach or manager enjoy doing media sessions. He does. He just likes it. He likes to interact. He likes to give people a little trouble once in a while, but it's all in fun, and he's a really, really humorous guy. I mean, he really makes people laugh. So, and most importantly, I think when he manages a team, Brady, he puts that team at ease. He puts them in a spot where they can relax and just go play. And you know how much pressure there is in baseball. It's really hard to get a guy out if you're a pitcher, and it's really hard to hit the ball if you're a hitter. He puts guys mentally in a state where they can relax, concentrate on the game, and just play their best. He puts them in a spot where they can be successful. And I think that's why Buddy is always overachieved, I think, as a manager. I saw him for 10 years with the Padres. Managing that team, they always were undersized, undermanned. They didn't have enough talent, and he always had them winning. He had them playing hard and scrappy. He's done that with the Rockies in a couple playoff appearances. So I'm a gigantic fan, and I don't know if there's anybody in the world that's probably not once they meet Buddy.
Jerry Schemmel joining us, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Jerry, man, I saw your tweet, that new spot for the Rangers. I mean, it looks pretty good just from your picture, but why don't you paint that picture for us, man? What's it like?
Oh, it is. It's unbelievable. It really is. First of all, just driving in on the bus, taking a look at it from the outside, it looks, and I thought this when I first got a glimpse of it, it looks like twice the size of Coors Field. Just,
wow.
It's got a roof on it, so that always makes it look like it's bigger. But inside, it is absolutely gorgeous. And the clubhouse, the home clubhouse is 40,000 square feet. That's like a small Walmart.
Goodness, yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And I think about I know the Denver Nuggets have a clubhouse that I thought was huge that was 4,500 feet. So this thing's 10 times bigger than that one. Now, there's more players you got to fit in there, but first of all, that way, the field is artificial turf. It looks like grass. I mean, I'm up here at the top on the press level looking down. It looks like natural grass. The sight lines are great. The lighting's terrific. They say the audio systems is perfect where it's not in a lot of domes. There's a lot of echoing. They've kind of taken that out. The ballpark does play big, I am told. It's really hard to hit home run out of here, and I could tell that from watching batting practice, but clean, great lines, just a beautiful, beautiful ballpark. And the two big reasons for this being built like it is because the heat in the summertime in Dallas and the rains that come in every day. So they don't have to worry about the heat or the rain with this new stadium, and it's actually just remarkable.
Yeah, sounds like a great place to call a game from. Jerry, Rocks 2-1 going up against the Rangers. They lost their opening series over the weekend. I'm curious. Jadine and I were talking about John Gray at some point. We think he might turn it around, have a really good season with the Rangers, but it's going to be Austin Gomber, Taylor Hearn today. Talk to us about this game, this matchup, tomorrow as well against Texas, but maybe the Rocks have an opportunity here to continue on. They're always pretty strong in April. Might as well stack them up while you can.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think this team is just ready to go. Kind of get that sense on the plane last night. Everybody excited about the win and getting a series win against the Dodgers, which hadn't happened for so long. And then they were talking about as well, this is the Texas Rangers home opener. So lots of pomp and circumstance here. And the players last night were, hey, let's go spoil the party, guys. Let's go. So I think that's that attitude. It's like, doesn't matter who we're playing, where we're playing, we're going to go out there and try to beat these guys. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw something like that this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear you, my friend. We'll be jumping out early and sending it right back over to you guys. Happy to have the Rockies on KFK anyway, but especially now that our good friend Jerry Schimmel, who assures me he's not going to forget my name. You said Bud Blackwood, and so I expect you to do the same thing. You can't be forgetting our names, okay?
Okay, Brody. Gotcha.
That's perfect. Jaden, cut him off, all right? Jerry, my friend, we're looking forward to it, man. Going to be a great call from you. Let's see if the Rockies can get win number 3.
All right, let's do it. Brady, thanks for having me on, my friend.
All right, my man. There's Jerry Schimmel. He's a great guy. I wouldn't tell that to his face, but he's truly is an amazing guy. Rockies going up against the Rangers. 2:05 is that first pitch. Austin Gomber. Okay, I know his name. I have people tweeting and messaging me like, Brady, stop saying his name. You know what? Just lighten up a little bit, all right? 38 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk some Wyoming Cowboys basketball. We got our boy, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Sounds like a country music artist, doesn't it? Cody Tucker? I don't know. He's probably going to hate that when I say it. We're going to bring him in because I think Wyoming's making some scary splashes. And we're going to talk to Cody about that. Coming up next, first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.